Good evening. Welcome to the Madison School District Board of Education, regular public Board of Education meeting for September 25th, 2018. Our call to order, opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice this meeting has been provided by publication of Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posting the Borough Hall of Madison and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, roll call, please, Sandy.
Mr. Balderman.
Here.
Mrs. Bassan.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Hobbiter. Mr. Lopretta. Mrs. McGarry.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino. Dr. Lavalva.
Here.
Mr. Warren.
Here.
Ben Quazzo. Kennedy Miller. Mary Mills.
Here.
Casey Campbell.
Here.
We have Warren.
Mary, there's a seat here for you.
We actually have a seat for you. Thank you for being here. Our mission statement. Madison School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public, oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of August 14th, 2018. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reason for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept minutes? Mr. Balderman, second. Ms. Bassan, do we have any questions about the minutes? Sandy.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassan.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Dr. Lavalva?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Abstain.
Carried.
And that brings us to our student board representative report. At this time, we would like to welcome Mary Mills to the Board of Education as our student board representative. And would you ask Ms. Coates to please administer the oath of office to Ms. Mills?
Thank you. Mary, can I please ask you to stand? And right in front of you was your oath of office. Do you have that?
Yes.
Okay. Feel free to read from it. Okay. I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, please state your name.
I, Mary Mills.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
And to the governments established in the United States and this state.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
Under the authority of the people, so help me God.
I, please state your name.
I, Mary Mills.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law.
Do solemnly swear that I possess the qualifications prescribed by law.
For the student liaison of a Board of Education.
For the student liaison to the Board of Education.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all of the duties of that office.
And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform all the duties of that office.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Thank you, and congratulations.
Congratulations.
Mary,
Mary, if at some point you could sign that oath of office and leave it for me at the end of the meeting, I'll pick it up. Thank you.
Ms. Mills, do you have a report tonight?
Yes.
All right, you're up.
So as the focus of the student representatives this summer was freshman orientation, teacher orientation, and teachers back to school. And freshman orientation went really well. Everyone seemed to have fun. Teacher orientation was good. They felt welcomed. And teachers back to school is fun too. We actually set up like a little game show for them. It just, we got a couple laughs out of it. It was fun. And currently we're working on freshman elections. So that's about it for now.
Great, thank you. Do we have a motion to accept the student board representative report? Mr. Palmer, second. Ms. Pisano, does anyone have any questions for Ms. Mills? Sandy?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassan?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Dr. LaValva?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to our presentations this evening. And we are very fortunate to have Mr. Rob Notley here from New Road Construction for a project update.
We're getting into the home stretch now. We're projecting about three more months of active construction plus 1 month of closeout. Elementary school site work. We've got about another couple of weeks worth of work out there. Anticipating that the contractor is going to begin laying sod this Friday, provided that the field is sufficiently dry in order for that sod to start being rolled out. The elementary school media center renovation is complete, as is the high school alternative ed building. So we're down to two active projects, one that is very close to the finish line. At the elementary school, just a quick update on the school site improvements. That contract was to Yorway Construction for $651,775. As I just noted, work complete except for sod installation, and we have generated a preliminary punch list. Two photos that I've got here, the one on the left shows the new playground area. It's a rubberized playground surface with new playground equipment. And then the second photo shows the repaved parking lot area beside the elementary school. That pavement is conventional pavement as opposed to the pavement that it replaced, which was pervious paving, which allowed rainwater to go through. This is a more conventional system with catch basins and stormwater piping underneath the parking lot. And our civil engineer and myself are both convinced that that will be much more durable than the pervious paving that was replaced. Elementary school media center renovations. This was a job that we broke up into a bunch of small construction contracts. and New Road basically acted as a de facto general contractor on this job. Joe did a great job organizing all the trades, keeping everybody on schedule. That work was completed just before the beginning of the school year. There are still some punch list items remaining for that job. But we've got new furniture, new carpet, and VCT, cloth tile. All of the ceiling grid and tile was replaced. New LED lighting was installed, and we have pursued a rebate for that LED lighting. Our contacts at the New Jersey Office of Clean Energy, the NJOCE, is telling us that the Smart Start rebate is approximately $2,500. Alternative education building renovations. This was a contract for a little over $195,000. I think it was $195,500 with Shorelands Construction. Shorelands really did a terrific job on this project. They started just before the end of the last school year, and we got a temporary certificate of occupancy from the borough at the end of August, and we've already received the final certificate of occupancy has been applied for. We're still waiting for that paperwork to be processed by the borough, but that job went off very, very well. Couple of photos here, one showing one of the new classroom areas, and the other one showing the new sidewalk and drainage alongside of the alternative ed building. The high school renovations and additions, contract with Kappa Construction for $6,936,500. Project's moving along very well. The brick veneer construction is complete. The contractor is now washing down the brick. Cast stone installation will be complete by the end of this week. The EPDM roof, which is a rubber membrane roof, has been applied to the building addition. And the mansard roof, which is the steep slope roof that will match the look of the rest of the high school, that framing is going to begin next week. HVAC equipment installation continues along, as well as the duct work. Classroom walls have been completed and painted. Ceiling grid and lighting is being installed in the classrooms. Electrical roughing complete. Feeders are being completed to all receptacles, switches, and lights. Technology wiring just started this week. Exterior windows have been installed. The greenhouse has been framed and glazed, and the project is currently 70% complete. The last time I reported to you 2 months ago, we were at 50% complete. So the contractor's really made a huge jump in progress in the last 2 months. Change management for the high school construction project. Previously, change orders 1 and 2 were approved by the board. Those change orders totaled $9,054, just about 0.1% of the original contract value. On the board agenda for tonight's meeting is a change order for $109,227. This is for a wood shop dust collection system for the reconstituted wood shop in the old IA building. So if that change order is approved at tonight's board meeting, then we're at total change orders of 1.7% of the original contract value. Still well within our budgeted contingency for the project, and pretty darn low change order totals for this type of construction program. Unforeseen conditions allowance, which started at $125,000 on the project, is at $89,125. Some progress photos of the high school. This top left photo is a little bit older. This was the cast stone that was in progress. And you can see in the photo below that masonry veneer is pretty much complete in that photo. It is now complete. This is the EPDM rubber roof on the building addition. The greenhouse at the corner of the high school addition. stone around the columns in front of the high school addition. One photo of the high school gym post renovation. We didn't do as much work in here as the photo would imply. Most of that work was of an infrastructure type, so it was new lighting, new sprinkler piping, new HVAC units. The wood floor was protected, and the bleachers were protected during construction. This photo is about a week and a half old, but this is typical of the progress that we're at in terms of the classrooms starting to look a little bit more finished now that the drywall is up and painted. Currently, we remain on site on a full-time basis, still doing bi-weekly job meetings with Kappa, and we'll continue to have those meetings with Yorway until that project is closed out. Yorway is the contractor for the elementary school site work project. And we are closing out a contract with CM3 for the elementary school access controls. That was another small project, but an important project that was done this summer. And closing out Shoreland's contract for the alternative ed building renovations. With that, I entertain questions.
Is the elementary school media center open?
Yes.
So there's no reason for that to be closed? I got a strange call today saying it wasn't open. I didn't get a chance to reach out to you, Rich, so that's why I'm asking first if it was a construction problem that we had. So
all open for
students.
Yeah. People use it. We do keep it locked during the day for.
No. That's not the open.
It's
so
being used.
Yeah. Okay.
The one area it's not being used is the STEM lab, because we're waiting for two pieces of furniture.
Right.
Everything else is ESL rooms open, second engineering class is taking place.
Perfect. Thank you.
When did that happen? Like when did we start using it?
Shortly after school started, once the furniture came in. We're not using it in the sense of bringing everybody down there yet. In terms of classes going on for a regular daily use, yes.
Okay, because back to school night, the teacher said the library wasn't ready yet. We haven't used the library.
Back to school night, we didn't have all the furniture. We were waiting on primary level furniture and plus some other items. The books still had to be put away, but most of that is all done. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions?
I think I glossed over it when we were going through the updates, but I did include one photo of the you can see the nice, new, colorful furniture that's in there, new carpeting, repainted walls.
I have just one question.
Sure.
I noticed that we have a lot more lights on in the school, which when we were doing the conservation energy, we didn't. So I know that in the construction area, we should have lights, of course. Mm-hmm. But I noticed in the rest of the school, there are. Is there a reason for that? Like over the weekend, there were a lot of lights on.
The only thing I could think of was the, I know we had practice, I know.
No, it was at night. It was at night that I went by.
Well, he's here at night.
I mean, I don't know if they left them on, but I know last year it was like dark.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that begs the question of when are we going to get an update with regards to our energy savings.
Right.
So I think we
okay.
should do that.
Okay.
Maybe next meeting I'll ask for an update.
I just thought maybe something.
We did just have one, I think, at the beginning of the summer. I mean, we can, but normally we do it twice a year. And we just had one a couple months ago.
Yeah, there was.
I mean, I can look.
I think it was
June, right.
That Mr. Reed.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
I mean, I can look into.
October, so we can have it.
Yeah, sure, we can have another one.
Text one. Cursory.
I don't know what you're asking. Are you asking for an update or are you just asking why
no, I'm just asking why they're on. Like, they were never, all of a sudden, the lights are on again.
Which building was it?
Correctly, I think we need an update in regards to our energy savings and find out why the lights are on.
I know the lights in the construction area should be on.
Right, they are.
You know, some lights, not all of them, but some. But the rest of the school, I noticed there were lights, so I was like, you having class?
Not have class, that's for sure.
I'm sorry, was it the high school when you were referring
to?
Thank you. Okay.
Any other questions? Good job, Ron.
Thank you.
Doing well.
Doing wonderfully.
You too.
Good night, thank you.
Move right along.
Moving on to superintendent's report and information items. The first part of the superintendent's report tonight is that we have a motion to recommend approval of the following resolution to designate October 15th through October 31st as School Violence Awareness Week and Red Ribbon Week. Whereas the Manasquan Board of Education values the health and safety of all our students, and whereas substance abuse is particularly damaging to one of our most valuable resources, our children, and a contributing factor in the three leading causes of death for teenagers, accidents, homicides, and suicides, and whereas it is the goal of the School Violence Awareness Week, Red Ribbon Weeks, and the Manasquan School District to involve families, schools, businesses, churches, law enforcement agencies, and service organizations in all aspects of this campaign, and establishes an atmosphere that supports awareness, education, and ongoing initiatives to prevent illegal drug and alcohol use. And whereas the School Violence Awareness Week, Red Ribbon Weeks campaign theme promotes family and individual responsibilities for living healthy, drug-free lifestyles without illegal drugs and alcohol or the illegal use of drugs and alcohol. And whereas the Manasquan School District shall plan activities in conjunction with the Red Ribbon Week campaign, which supports awareness, education, and promoting a healthy lifestyle for the students and families of the Manasquan School District. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Manasquan Board of Education does hereby proclaim October 23rd to the 31st, 2018, as Red Ribbon Week. School Violence Awareness Week. Since 2003, school districts have been observing School Violence Awareness Week during the week, beginning with the third Monday in October, which is October 15th to the 19th in 2018, as required by NJSA 18A 36-5.1, to help school districts, charter schools, and approved private schools for students with disabilities comply with the requirements for School Violence Awareness Week. The New Jersey Department of Education has provided guidance that is available online at the website that you see there. The Week of Respect. Additionally, the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act requires that the week beginning with the first Monday in October of each year, this year, 1st through the 5th in 2018, be designated as a week of respect in New Jersey school districts and charter schools, but not approved private schools for students with disabilities. In order to recognize the importance of character, education are required to observe the week by providing age-appropriate instruction focusing on preventing harassment, intimidation, or bullying. Several resources were provided by the New Jersey Department of Education. Do we have a motion to approve the resolution to designate October 15th through the 31st as School Violence Awareness Week and Red Ribbon Weeks? Ms. Pisano, second. Mr. Palmer, are there any questions? Sandy.
Mr. Alderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Pisano.
Yes.
Mr. Tanis.
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Dr. LaValva.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
And now for the balance of the superintendent's report, I will turn it over to the superintendent.
Thank you. The School Violence Awareness Week and the Red Ribbon Week, as well as the Week of Respect, satisfy requirements by the New Jersey Department of Education and allow us to score our self-assessment, giving ourselves a score from July 1st, 2017 to July 30th, 2018, the school district of Manasquan received a 73 out of a 78 in regards to the core elements prescribed by the New Jersey Department of Education regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying, which these weeks were a part of. So it was an essential part of tonight's meeting that we focused on these. And Mary, before I get into tonight's superintendent report, the school district has just recently gone through systemic reform, whereby we initiated a new bell schedule and a single lunch. We worked through in the first 2 weeks, in my view, some problems with that initial development. What do I mean by that? I met with a lot of students and teachers, and I'm asking you for your opinion now, if you don't mind, as a student rep. And one of those things, as I've noticed, is every day we're getting to the point where it's not an issue anymore in regards to serving lunch. And my perception is by 10 to 11 every day, our lunch starts at about 10:38. There's no line left in the cafeteria. And the cafeteria itself has become a spot where students get their lunch and go to either the classrooms and or the gym to eat. I think they like the gym because there's music in it. But one of the things I've done is I'm sort of brainstorming with students to find out how to like it. And what they've told me so far is they like the fact that there's a different schedule every day for variety, and they might not have a class in the morning, and they might have that same class in the afternoon as it rotates. But the one complaint that I've gotten seems to be the amount of homework that students are receiving.
Yes.
What do you think?
The other day in class, we were about to take a test, and some students were like, this is like my fifth test of the day. And we were like, and our teacher, Mr. Highland, was like very, he has a son here, as you guys know. He was like, I understand like why you're stressing about this. Like, I understand my son was up till 1 a.m. the other night doing homework, trying to study for all these tests. It's hard. So he was generous enough to push it. So it's not really, it's just difficult for, since there's more classes in a day, since last year there were only four, so we have to do more homework for each class, and especially when we have tests, it's just hard to keep up with all of it. So that's what we were talking about in class the other day. We wouldn't mind, like, we don't mind the homework, but sometimes some of the homework is, unnecessary. Like, we could finish notes for homework, but some stuff is just, we could fit in class.
Too much.
Yeah, just a little too much. It's just hard to keep up with it. And we're not used to it because we're used to less classes, but it's part of the adjustment, but that's just what.
And the 58 minutes you feel is sufficient for the time that you spend in class?
Personally,
last year was 77 minutes, and now it's.
I definitely like it better, being short. It's short and sweet. It's not. Last year, I remember we'd sit there and just be like, "Oh, like when is class gonna be over?" And now it's like, last year I'd find myself dazing off more, and then this year I'm like, "All right, we don't have that much time," so like I'm more into it. So, that's a plus for me.
One of the things that we are working towards as a staff is the focus on being more collaborative with each other, mm-hmm. so that we know when tests are being done. Mm-hmm. And I think that, and I know that Ms. Kerensky has reached out to the staff about this, that staff have to talk to the student body. And, you know, I'm a believer in homework, but the right kind of homework. I'm also believing that there's a tipping point with homework. And as you can see from our mission statement, we talk about empowering all students to be involved in a rigorous academic environment, but also be balanced with extracurricular activity. So there's gotta be a balance there. And this has come to us, and I want you to know as our rep that we're working on it as a staff. So students shouldn't really have, and it's hard for me to pigeonhole myself with a number, but I really don't think you should have more than three tests in a day. I mean, if you want to really get ready for them, then I think that should be the most, and we're talking about that. And also the amount of homework you have, if you want to put a time on it, it should be critical, analytical, it shouldn't be rote, it shouldn't be outlining chapters and things like that. But, you know, I'm looking at 2 hours a night as homework. I mean, if you were to be 1 o'clock at night studying for tests, I think we're at the tipping point of going the other way on the balance.
Yes.
So, I want you to know as our rep that we are looking at this, and by the end, just like students have a learning curve, teachers have a learning curve as well. And I think our staff here is excellent. I've been in several places, and the staff is definitely the best I've experienced. So they always want to, they think their class is the most important, which is what you want them to think.
Yeah.
However, they have to understand too that you only have so much time. Just because you don't have that class tomorrow doesn't mean they have to make up for not seeing you tomorrow at work tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So that discussion is being had as we speak. And the other thing I got a complaint with, I really wanted the food truck. I really did. And that was the highlight for me for the new schedule, and I said this to parents. However, this summer, Simplified Culinary Services is our provider. It was going to cost $40,000 for that food truck. They felt that it would be better if we put money into making another service line in the cafeteria and not having the food truck. So they actually sent Ms. Coates and I a statement saying that the food truck was not necessary. However, developing another food line in the cafeteria was. And I argued for a long time to get that food truck for a 3-month period so we could see what would happen. The problem would be if you bought the food truck, you had the food truck. And I'm the first to admit when I'm wrong, and I was wrong. Because what they did with that extra line, you notice they can now have that oven for pizza that they serve every day, or I guess it was, wasn't eggplant parmesan, chicken parmesan sandwiches that they had. And that helps the lines go down. So even though I wanted the food truck, it wasn't the best idea. They were right. So that was something that somebody asked me as well about that food truck. So as a student rep, I just wanted you to know that. And now, unless you really want to stay, you can go home and do some homework.
Thank you.
Can we ask her? Can we ask Mary something?
Sure.
I just wanted to know, I know it only started yesterday, but the 4 minutes, you find it, are you getting to class?
Yes.
Is that little bit of breathing room, that difference between getting there and not falling in the hallway?
Definitely.
Okay.
I'll be in class now and I'll be like, oh, like, where is everyone?
Okay.
And, like,
so you're getting there with a second to spare?
Definitely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's definitely working out.
Great.
Mary, thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we have our Manasquan Board of Education goals of 2018-2019, as was discussed at the last meeting. I don't believe I have to read these goals to you, unless people in the public would like me to read them. They're here, and I think they're on the agenda as well. Any questions about these goals? These are the goals, as you told me, and the board understands that the superintendent will have goals as well, and those goals will be based. You gave me the what, I'm going to give you the how and my goals, and you'll get my goals, 3 of my goals on Friday in the board update that you can discuss with me if you like at the next Board of Whole meeting. But these are the goals, and you did get them in the Friday packet, but I wanted you to see them again just in case there was anything that needed to be adjusted. Silence is indicative that we're all in agreement. I appreciate that. Also, we have an ad hoc committee that has been put together to focus on our policy for field usage. And we have Bruce Baldeman, Joe Lofredo, Thomas Pellegrino, Ted Vitale, and Colin Warren. I want to thank everybody for volunteering. There were more than that who volunteered. But in a discussion, it was decided that we have to get everybody actively engaged. So those who were not on the committee yet have been placed on this particular committee by our board president. Total enrollment as of September 14th was 1,521, high school 977, at the elementary school we had 544. We had bus evacuations September 7, 2018, and those are the buses. Each bus had a bus evacuation, was successful. And regarding our HIB monthly report, there were no reports for the month. At the elementary school and at the high school, we had one harassment, intimidation, and bullying report that was confirmed, where the child received counseling with the school counselor. With that, Ms. Coates, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you to do a field update, if you would.
Certainly.
And in regards to the field update, we had a lower field meeting today, and we did receive a schedule of completion of when that will be done. We have that schedule of the...
It's a virtual handout on Canvas.
Oh, it's virtual on Canvas.
Canvas,
we
yes.
can't put it by. Oh, that's right. No, it's okay. Everybody has it on Canvas. It's good. And for the public purposes, you can see on that handout that you have, or you cannot see it if your computer's not on, but you can trust me that substantial completion will occur on October
31st.
And with that, they have punch list parts that have to be done that are inclusive of the dugout completion and a partial of the retaining wall behind the backstop. However, that will not preclude us from utilizing the field if we need to use it on those days. So substantial completion will be the 31st of October. And we still have some punch lists to do, so they will not receive their full payment for that. Did I miss something, Lee?
The punch list items, the date that we're looking at having those completed by is November 19th. The contractor projects that, weather permitting, they will be working, including Saturdays, to meet the substantial completion date. As a virtual handout, you'll see a memo from Mr. Perillo to Dr. Cajun and I that outlines the revised schedule, and the schedule is attached behind the memo. If you scroll down, you'll come to the schedule. Our next meeting with the contractor and Mr. Perillo will be October 9th. And we also plan on we have a tentative date set for a ribbon cutting ceremony. And that tentative date is December 3rd, around 3:30 in the afternoon.
We'll be getting invitations out. If anybody has someone we'd like me to invite, let me know.
I do have one other thing. At the last board meeting, we discussed the credit change order to the board. As of this afternoon at about 4:45, although we expected to have that number for this evening, we don't have it yet. Hopefully we'll have it. We can include the information in the Friday packet for the board members.
I missed what you said.
That was the credit change order for the change to the culvert that we discussed last.
The cement thing they were doing?
Yes, at the last board meeting
that
we discussed.
I thought that's what it was, but I didn't hear you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lynn, did they say, just in case we were to have extreme bad weather like this, they would have to push it back? He said based on the grounds, they would not be able to work in the rain, correct?
Well, that's been one of the issues, the extraordinary
right.
amount of rain that we've had. So that's why they're planning on working Saturdays. But, of course, they say weather permitting, because we've had so much rain. We can't predict what's going to happen in the next 4 weeks.
So. Right, exactly. Thank you.
And since we're talking about fields, and Rob really didn't focus on it, we're about 2 weeks behind in the laying of the sod at the elementary school. And one of our concerns was the weather there as well. So Friday's an important date for us, because as you move closer into October, November, the weather starts to change. We want to ensure that that sod, the roots, go deep enough and it grabs the soil. So Friday's important for us. Rob did a great job with the construction company, letting him know exactly what we needed to have done, acting as our agent. So Friday. We should have that sod started to lay down if weather permits.
Supposed to rain Friday. Just
they can lay
so,
sod in the
just
rain.
So nobody's shocked. It's
yeah,
supposed to rain Friday.
Yeah, yeah, as long as it's not torrential. So. Lynn, you good?
Yes, thank you.
Anything else? Got anything? Now a report from our Director of Curriculum and Instruction. Mark?
Nothing new since last week. Big professional development day on October 8th, where we have Robert Tedesco from TESOL coming in to talk about ESL. The afternoon is dedicated to professional development within the schedule, analysis of pacing, homework assignments, and so forth. So that will be October 8th. And that we're just moving forward.
Okay, thank you. Now our Director of Technology and Human Resources, Mr. Place.
Yeah, nothing else to add this week from what I had last week.
Thank you. Director of School Counseling Services.
Just to follow up with Red Ribbon Week, it's like a tongue twister. In regards to the Be Proud program, so the Be Proud program currently has 80 students who have signed up to be part of the program. This past week, Dr. Cajun and I met with Lee Busco, our Student Assistance Coordinator, to go over some specifics of the program. What we decided to do with this program is really split it up into two different parts. The Be Proud program is essentially the service that we provide to the students. So the Be Proud program is a voluntary random drug testing program. It's where a commitment is made to be drug free through a contract that is signed, by the parent and the student. So essentially, the student signs a contract with their parent, and then participation is completely confidential, and as are any type of testing results. So participation is ongoing from year to year, and if the parent wishes to not have their child participate, they send in a letter. So the actual program, the Be Proud program, is the service that's provided. What we wanted to do was take it a step further and really develop the alliance part of the program, so the Be Proud Alliance. So this is essentially more of the club type program. Students can be part of the Be Proud Alliance without necessarily signing the Be Proud program paperwork. So in other words, this is going to be a club that we promote health and wellness of the students' community and the community through the areas of reduction of alcohol, tobacco, other drug use. This will be done through public awareness, activities, education, collaborating with the Shore Community Alliance. And the goal of the alliance or the club is to inspire, empower, and educate teens in making healthy decisions. And the reason that we wanted to separate these programs was because in talking to other school districts, you know, there are students that might sign this contract with their parents and might not necessarily want to tell people that they're signing this contract because, again, it is voluntary, confidential. But they also might want to be part of the club and you know, the wonderful things that they're going to be doing with that. So with that, that's where we're headed for the program. We're you know, very excited that we already have 80 students that have signed up for the program aspect. And really now the club and the alliance portion are what we're going to work on for the rest of the year, really kicking off in October.
Questions?
No, it's great.
Awesome.
80 is a big number.
Okay. Seeing no questions, that concludes the superintendent's report for this evening.
We have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report. Mr. Boulderman, second. Mr. Warren, any questions of the superintendent's report? Sandy.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Fasson?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Dr. DeLavalva?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to a public forum on agenda items only, please. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time or recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board should be recognized by the presiding officer, give their name, address, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that brings us to our Manasquan general items. The general items are for Manasquan 11 through 30. Would anybody like anything separated out 11 through 30? Seeing no one, we have a motion for items 11 through 30. Ms. Passone, we have a second. Mr. Bolden, do we have any questions on 11 through 30? Sandy.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Fasson?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
And for the Manasquan Sending District items, numbers 31 through 50. Items 31 to 50, would anybody need anything separated out in those items? Do we have a motion for 31 to 50? Ms. Passone, second. Mr. Catani, any questions on 31 to 50? Sandy.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Passone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Dr. LaValva?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
That brings us to number 51, old and new business. Does anyone have any old or new business that they would like to discuss? And that brings us to number 52, the second public forum, which is on any item on the agenda or otherwise from anyone from the public. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Sure, come on right up. Come right up to the microphone. Just need your name and your address. Take your time.
My name is Tessa Gio. I'm from Rio.
Your address?
711 Ashley Avenue.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say something regarding the homework Mask Run High School. My younger sister, she is so driven. She is just wonderful. She comes along. She's always just straight to her homework. And I've noticed that she is putting all of her energy into one class, and she's doing homework such as, like you were talking about before, the rope homework, the making an outline for notes, making just over and over and over, and it's taking a toll on her. She's not excited to do her homework. She's not into it. She's just not how she's always been with her homework. She wasn't expecting that. She's a freshman. She wasn't expecting that when she was coming to high school to do this. And I just think that there really needs to be more, like you said, analytical homework, critical thinking. You really need to kind of push that. I'm going to say it. Mr. Van Pelt, he's just, I have him. She's got him. It's fine. Great, he's teaching history, he's a history teacher, it's all fine. But when I start to see her her emotional state, when she's doing her homework, and that's declining, and she's really not into it at all, it's upsetting to me. And I think that there really needs to be something done about it. I think that we could do assignments that apply skills in the classroom to real-life situations. So, you know, instead of coming home and doing tons of notes over and over and over, just straight from a textbook, where her goal is just to get through it. That's her only goal. If we could do something like, maybe they visit a monument, maybe they, I don't know, something else, mm-hmm. and just kind of make it more interactive, rather than her up in her room focusing all night just to finish this. You know, she has a whole project to do every single night for his class, whole project that, you know, current events, which is so important. I love that. It's just the time that she puts into it, the lack of critical thinking, the lack of the analytical skills, that's what I think is really important. And, yeah, basically concludes what I had to say.
I just want to say it's admirable that you would come out and take your time to come here tonight and talk for your sister, which I think is great.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let Dr. Cajun address it, but I think that what you're saying is something that we've heard from other people, and I think it's one of the things with a new schedule that there is an adjustment period, mm-hmm. and it's an adjustment for the students as well as the teachers. And I'll let Dr. Cajun address it more, but I'm just pretty pretty impressed with the fact that you came out to speak for your sister. I think that's mm-hmm. awesome.
I'm not supposed to have a conversation with you with a microphone, mm-hmm. but I just want to compliment you. Your eloquence, and I said what I said in the beginning of tonight's meeting because that's what I feel.
Right.
And you sort of echoed what I was saying.
Right.
But I've spoken to quite a few students.
Mm-hmm.
The schedule change was developed to benefit students.
Right.
Having a year-long class and having a teacher in that class for the entire year instead of a semester gave us continuity of instruction, which was something that was needed. The schedule also gave us a lot of other things mm-hmm. that I don't really want to go into, but a lot of positives.
Right,
because
everything does. There's a positive in it, I understand.
One of the pieces that we've paid attention to, but talked about implementing this year, is having teachers move away from the concept of homework the way we knew it in the past to home learning. And as I said before, I'm very proud of my staff. They're a mm-hmm. great staff. Mm-hmm. But it's up to us, people at this table, to develop professional development for them to understand what the 21st century is now bringing us.
Right.
Not to say that some of the teachers are there already
right.
in the school, but we need all of them to go there.
Right.
And we're aware, I want to thank you, and we're going to move in that direction. But I want to ask a favor of you, if I may. I want you to come back. I want you to come back November or December. Give it some time.
I'm studying education myself, so I'm sure I'll be here. I'm interested.
And give me an update. Because a lot of times, cognitive dissonance, idea, and you know what cognitive dissonance is, thank you, that your perception isn't really the perception that's out there.
Right.
I mean, I talk to a lot of people. Sometimes people tell me what they think I want to hear.
And maybe she'll come with me. Maybe.
Right. Yes, please. But thank
I
you.
Asked her to come tonight. She wasn't ready to go.
We're working on it.
All right. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming out. Anyone else from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, that brings us to our executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Barrow, Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act, provides the Massachusetts Board of Education holding executive session for which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential and or one of the 9 subject matters listed in 12B of the Act. Whereas it is recommended by the Superintendent of the Massachusetts Board of Education going to executive session on this date in Massachusetts, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Massachusetts Board of Education, that the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. This evening, we will just be discussing number 8, which is personal matters, which involves hiring of staff. When items discussed in executive session, items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. Would you like to add something to the closed session? And we're also going to be discussing this evening in executive session. Number 1, which is a confidential matter per statute or court order, and that involves a student matter. So you just put a little check mark on that. As I said, the board will reconvene in public session after executive session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session? Mr. Palmer. Second. Mr. Balderman. All those in favor? Say aye.
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 He just doesn't.
All right. Item number 54. Recommend approval of the elementary school personnel as per document 3. Do we have a motion for document 3? Mr. Palmer, second. Ms. Pisone, any questions on document 3? Sandy.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Pisone.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yeah, yes.
Mr. Palmer.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carrie.
Sure, Tom.
And Manasquan Senior District item number 55, recommend approval of the high school personnel as per document M. We have a motion for document M. Mr. Balderman, second. Mrs. McGarry, do we have any questions on document M? Sandy.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Pisone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Dr. LaValva?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
That brings us to number 56, motion to adjourn. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Warren, second. Mrs. De Palma. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.